First, though, Harvard University in the United States recently saw a few hundred people with eyes on the future getting together at a conference event called Wikimania. They call themselves Wikipedians. Now, this isn't some weird Star Trek-type cult. It actually means that they're members of the public around the world who write, update and edit articles found on the online encyclopedia Wikipedia. The site's one of the best-known examples of so-called Web 2.0 technology, resources and programs where users anywhere can play a part in shaping and recreating the content. And at the Wikimania conference, the buzz was all about how Web 2.0 is beginning to transform the language of the internet. Culture Shock's Alex Galifant went along to Wikimania to meet some of the delegates.
Indusanjo Macha is clutching his laptop as he makes his way towards lunch at the Wikipedia event. Macha was born in Tanzania in East Africa. Now he lives in North Carolina, here in the United States. He leads a community of bloggers who blog from Africa and the United States about all kinds of cross-cultural topics, and they blog in African languages.
It was a very, very healthy conversations about politics back home, about culture. We have teachers. We have another guy as an agricultural engineer. He's also sharing his knowledge. So for me, it's an opportunity for us to share knowledge, although we don't live in the same space.
These are grassroots blogs in African languages, but there's real excitement here about the possibility of the mainstream internet speaking other languages too. David Weinberger is with the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard.
Personally, I think it's likely they're going to be independent, culturally sensitive Wikipedias, but that puts us in this really interesting position where we can start to look at how 100, 200 cultures, what they've agreed upon are the facts about anything from physics to the Bush administration. And that prepares the ground for a type of global conversation that will never get resolved, but at least we can have.
So Indusanjo Macha is now spearheading a version of Wikipedia in Kiswahili. And it's going pretty well, according to Ethan Zuckerman. He's co-founder of Global Voices Online, a site that provides links to citizens' media being produced by people all around the world.
One of the legacies, part of the socialist legacy of Tanzania, is that everyone has this strong sense of national identity, cultural identity, and it's really united around this beautiful, beautiful language. And so to see Kiswahili have a presence online, to see Kiswahili Wikipedia hit 1,000 articles, it's just a wonderful thing.
Wikipedia is not the only organization driving the diversification of language found on the internet. Another Web 2.0 project has started work translating basic software programs into every African language spoken by more than 1 million people. It's a big challenge. The English language is crushingly dominant online, but it's a start.